congregation please rise in our entrance hymn, this hymn number 689, Praise and Thanksgiving, 689. O most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I invite you to rise for the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise. find on page 138 and following. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. From above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise this day is hymn number 840. We sing verses 1 and 2 only at this time. Hymn 840, Now Thank We All Our God, verses 1 and 2.
The first reading, Genesis 32, verse 22 through 31. The same night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, the one who takes the heel, the supplanter, but Israel, the one who wrestles with God. For you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him, please tell me your name. But he said, why is it that you ask my name? And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, meaning the face of God, saying, for I have seen God's face to face, and yet my life is preserved. The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm reading is 121. We'll read it responsively. I lift up my eyes to the hills, from where we will help come.
My help comes to the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
The Lord will not let your foot be moved. The Lord who keeps you will not slumber.
The Lord who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night.
The Lord will keep you from all evil. The Lord will keep your life.
The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 through chapter 4, verse 5. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings and that are able to instruct for your salvation. Through faith in Christ Jesus, all scriptures is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of the Christ Jesus, who is the judge of the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching, for the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teaching to suit their own desires and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, enduring suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel for today, the 19th Sunday after Pentecost, is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while, he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to God's chosen ones who cry to God day and night? Will God delay long in helping them? I tell you, God will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. The texts for today's sermon are from Genesis 32 and Luke 18. Let us pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. Between the ages of 5 and 9 years old, my ages, that is, my sister 2 years younger, but when I was 5 to 9 years old, once a week, my father would get down and dirty and wrestle with us, my sister and I. Middle of the living room floor, in between glass coffee tables, I don't know how we ever got through it all, and we didn't break a table or get killed by my mother. But once a week, usually on a Friday night, Dad would come home, and after supper, we'd wrestle on the living room floor. Now, my father, 6'4", 275 pounds, was a big man. I was only 5 to 9 years old. I was a scrawny little kid. My mother used to say, "You look like a concentration camp victim." I said, "Well, what can I say? I've made up for it in my older age, right?" But I was 5 to 9 years old, and we would wrestle. And we would think, my sister and I, that we were getting the best of my father, you know? And then all of a sudden, he'd wrap his arms around us and put us under his belly and lay on top of us. And we'd go, "I can't breathe! I can't breathe!" He said, "Well, how come you can say that then?" We didn't know the logic till we got older, but, "I can't breathe!" Well, we soon found out that that didn't do anything. So Dad would wrestle with us once a week for all those years. And then we got to the point where we said, "I have to pee. I have to go to the bathroom." Well, that didn't work either. And be careful about crying wolf, right? You know that story. We had no accidents. Those were good times. We didn't see my father very often because he was always at church doing church work. That was his life, and we respected that. But once a week for those years, we would wrestle with my dad on the floor and get down and dirty. Then I grew up. And once a week, I wrestle now with God on Saturday night. True story. For 36 years, it hasn't stopped. Every Saturday night, I wrestle with God over what I'm doing right now. And I think about the sermon and what I should say, what I shouldn't say, what God wants me to say, and I should get out of the way. And now, instead of me saying, "I have to pee," God says, "We'll take a break." Every 2 hours, we take a break during wrestling, and he lets me go to the bathroom. I'm an old man. True story. Happened again last night. True story. Each of you sitting here today can be called Israel. Israel is that wonderful name given to Jacob when he wrestled with God through the night, and I believe it was God. We begin that it's a man. Okay, but by the end of the whole story, I've seen God face to face. I believe it's God that Jacob was wrestling with. We can be called the same thing, Israel, you who wrestle with God. I don't know if you do it weekly, like I used to do when I was growing up with my dad, or as I am now an old man for the past 36 years, been doing it with God every Saturday night, without exception. He always shows up. But you are to wrestle with God. Last week, there were two words that were part of the sermon. And I asked the Sunday school class if they remembered. They remembered one of them. They didn't remember the other. If I was a mean old pastor, I'd have you raise your hand and tell me what the two words were last Sunday in the sermon. Okay? They were, I'll give you the answer, gratitude and pride. This week, there are two words in the sermon that I want you to remember, if and nothing else. I may even ask you about it next Sunday. Persistence and perseverance. I had to look them up in the dictionary. Yes, Pat Chase, I took down my dictionary, I looked up perseverance. Because it means the same thing as persistence, really. Potato, potato. But persistence and perseverance. Jacob wrestles with God all night long and almost beats him. But God takes out his magic powers and dislocates his hip. It's like, really? God, you're going to play like that?
That was the relationship that Jacob had with God, that he could wrestle God and almost beat God to the point where God dislocates his hip, Jacob's, so that he might have a break. Persistence and perseverance does not give up. Jacob did not give up. And finally, as they were catching their breath, God said, "What is your name?" Now, people in adult Sunday school said, "Doesn't God know who he's wrestling with? And all night long, they'd be getting down and dirty and hot and sweaty, and he doesn't know who he's wrestling?" And I think it was a rhetorical question. "What is your name?" He says, "Jacob." He says, "No longer is it Jacob, the one who supplants or takes the heel of his twin brother, Esau." Go home and read that story. But it will be called Israel. Israel, you who wrestle with God. I was in graduate school, seminary they call it in the church, before I realized that Israel meant you who wrestles with God. Everyone in that country should take that badge of honor and say, "Yes, our name is Israel. We wrestle with God every day, or at least once a week on Saturday night." Jacob gets a blessing. Jacob has his name changed, and Jacob sees the face of God and lives. Why did Moses see the burning bush? Because he couldn't see the face of God and live on Mount Sinai. Jacob gets to not only see the face of God, but he wrestles with him all night long and then is blessed by God. The widow in our gospel for today, who keeps coming to the judge, is persistent. And perseveres. Listen again, it's a wonderful parable Jesus tells. In a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. Sounds like politicians in 2022, but we won't go down that road. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, "Grant me justice against my opponent." Now, we don't know what she was having wronged her by her neighbor or her family member, but she wants justice. For a while, he refused, but later on, he said to himself, "Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone," think of politicians, 2022, "yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming." In one translation of this scripture, in the Greek, from the Greek, it says, "I will grant her justice, so that she may not slap me in the face anymore." I love that. It's like wrestling with God. She was boxing this judge saying, "Grant me justice, Lord," small l, "you who are at the gate of the city, a Pharisee who's the judge over us." And because the guy was bothered, he says, "I'll give her what she wants." Then Jesus goes on to say, and the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to God's chosen ones who cry to God day and night? Will God delay long in helping them? I tell you, God will quickly grant justice to them." Okay. How quickly is quickly? We've been waiting 2,000 years, Lord, for your justice. Why haven't you come and granted us it yet? The Hebrew people have been waiting thousands and thousands of years longer than we have as Christians for justice. And we continually come to God and we pray, hopefully day and night without ceasing, "Lord, grant us peace. Lord, grant us mercy. Lord, grant us your love." Or do we? Now, I know I'm speaking to the proverbial choir here, because you are here on a beautiful, beautiful fall day when it'd be so much easier to be anywhere else, in the garden, on the lake, which is really low, but people are still fishing out there. I saw some poles the other day. The reservoir I'm talking about. It'd be easier to be anywhere else, but you're here, I know. I think the important thing here is not whether God is faithful to us, but whether we're faithful to God. Listen again to the very last sentence in the gospel today. Jesus says, and yet, when a Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Oh my. Talk about being indicted, whether you're sitting in the pew on a Sunday morning when it would be so much easier to be anywhere else. How persistent are you in wrestling with God? How willing are you, like Jacob, to wrestle night long, through the whole night, until he gets victory? The question is not whether you wrestle, but it's whether God wrestles with you. God has not lost faith in you. God has not stopped loving you. And so God continually wrestles with you, Israel. Day in and day out. You may take once a week to take time off to wrestle with God, whether it be in the pew on a Sunday morning or Saturday night in your prayers or wherever it may be. But God is the one who's persistent. God is the one who's pervasive in your life. And that's what we are to remember. It's not how good a wrestler or boxer, like the woman to the judge, we are. It's how good God is to us, that he keeps in relationship with us day after day, year after year, even though we aren't persistent in faith towards him. Do not lose heart, it says in the scripture. Do not lose heart that you've waited all these years for justice. You waited all these years for a pony or a red Corvette in the driveway or whatever it might be that you want. Waited all these years, months, weeks for healing. Lord, I keep praying for healing. We had 5 different members of our congregation in the hospitals from Blackfoot all the way through Pocatello and down in Salt Lake City this week. 5 members for various reasons in 3 different cities in different hospitals, waiting for God's justice in their life. What they can't forget is that God is with them, even in the surgery room, even in the waiting room, even in the hospital room on the 5th floor. But do we lose heart? Jesus says, do not lose heart. God is with you. God loves you. God continually wrestles with you. Not because he likes to wrestle or fight, it's because you keep fighting him. And he's not going to give up on you. Whatever you do, he's not going to give up on you. And the ultimate sign of that, we as Christians say, is when we hung God's Son out to dry. We hung him on the cross and said, we're done with you. You don't play the game we want you to. You don't take over Rome and Greece. You don't take over this insurrection. We're done with you. You're not playing the game the way we do want to play it. Love your enemy. Yeah, right. Love your neighbor. Yeah, right. We don't want to do that. But God still loves you. And God's Son stretched out his arms on the cross and says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And 3 days later, he ushers in life. New life to the world, once and for all. Life over death, over sin, over the devil. All we have to do is accept it. But how many of us fight that? We're not going to play by God's rules. We're not going to play by God's relationship. Nah, he loves me too much. My sister and I knew how much my father loved us once a week. Even though he missed supper 4 days out of the week, and even though he wasn't there, and my father, I was 36 years old, and my father had retired, and he said, John, did you ever play a concert in band? I was in band from 5th grade to 12th grade. I was in the college band in our town of Bend. They needed a clarinetist. I was, you know, cheap and easy. Don't quote me. And so I played even in the college band. He said, did you ever have a concert? Because in their retirement, they adopted this little boy in the congregation they went to, and they went to his soccer games and his concerts and all that, and he said, I don't remember that. I said, Dad, we had at least 2, if not 3 or 4 a year from 5th grade to 12th grade. Do the math. And he just sat there humbled. My sister and I knew that My father loved us dearly, even though he didn't come to our band concert or choir concert or to our plays, because he wrestled with us once a week and pulled out all the stops, and we got hot and dirty on the living room floor between two glass tables. God wrestles with you day in and day out, whether you're aware of it or not. God loves you so much. But are you willing to wrestle with God? Are you willing to be like Jacob or the persistent widow who keeps coming over and over, day after day, and saying, "Grant me justice, Lord"? And then Jesus says, "Will God delay long in helping you? I tell you, God will quickly grant justice to each of you." Okay. So then I pray, "Come, Lord Jesus." Okay, "Come, Lord Jesus, I'm ready for it." Or we pray every week, or you may pray every day in your own private prayers, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We pray that God's justice and God's compassion and God's love and grace happen now, on earth, today, as in heaven. And if you don't believe that can happen, then you should stop praying the Lord's Prayer. Because every time you pray that, that's what you're praying for. God's presence now with us. God's justice now with us. It may not be ushered in the way we want it, politically or religiously or economically. 401ks, you know, endowment funds of St. John's Lutheran Church, for those of you on the council. It may not happen the way we want it, but God is wrestling with us every day of our lives and loves us. All this week, I thought about my father and how absent he was at concerts and some of the school activities. I didn't play any sports. I wasn't that kind of kid. I was the artistic one in the corner. But I knew that he loved me because he wrestled with me. You should know too that God loves you because God wrestles with you. Weekly, daily, hourly. Somebody in Sunday school said, "It happens all the time. I'm constantly wrestling with God with all the things going in my life." Amen. And God is wrestling with you too. Two words: persistence and perseverance. Your names are Israel. Amen.
Thank you.
5 in the front of the hymnal and for the prayers of the church. We confess our faith in these same words, the Apostles' Creed, found on page 105. God has made us the people of God for our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and in hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Today, in the prayers of the church, remembering our prayers in the church, our bishops Elizabeth Eaton and Kristen Kempel, we pray this whole month of October for the Willow Bay Baptist Food Bank, one of our mission partner ministries, which is founded in this community. Nationally and around the world, we continue to pray for Ukraine, Russia, their peoples, and the nations around the world involved in that war and crisis. We pray for people still who have lost property and life due to the wildfires, heat, drought, hurricanes, and flooding, especially in Jackson, Mississippi, Georgia, Pakistan, Puerto Rico, Canada, and Florida. We pray for all firefighters, all law enforcement officers, all EMTs, and first responders to each of these crises, and give thanks for them. As I said in the sermon, we've had 5 members in our congregation hospitalized this past week. You do not need to know who they are by name. God knows who they are. We simply raise them up in our prayers this day. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church, for all those with compassion and grace, equip them to share the good news. Your followers' persistence in proclaiming your truth. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. We give you thanks for land and water, seed time and harvest. Bless all those working in the fields and on the roads this harvest season, and keep them safe. We pray and ask blessings for all those affected by fires, flooding, heat, hurricanes, and drought. Bring renewal and restoration and healing to all of your creation. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations and peoples of the world. Your world is shattered and the nations rage. Remember us in your mercy. Inspire all rulers and leaders and governing authorities with your justice, mercy, peace, and truth. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. God, you are steadfast love and mercy. Bring encouragement in your presence to all who are experiencing emotional, mental, and physical distress, especially those whom we now lift before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Send us as your ministers and your healing presence in their lives. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church. God, do a new thing within us. Build up and strengthen the ministries and mission of this congregation. Fill us anew with your Holy Spirit, your hope, your love, and your joy. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord of compassion, we pray for all who are working through and suffering from the world's pandemic. Bless the efforts and the work of all healthcare professionals, scientists, and workers across our nation and the world. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died and have lived in your truth. We give you thanks for all those who now rest in you, especially those whom we name before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration of their lives, turning our mourning into the joy of the resurrection and new life in you. God of grace,
hear our
prayer. Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you'll do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the 19th Sunday after Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting with us here today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Richard Kress. Happy birthday this week to Jill Gehring, Mary Moracle, Carletta Brading, Alara Kress. Happy anniversary today to, not today, happy anniversary this last week and this week to Tom and Pat Lute, and James and Kelsey Kress. This week at St. John's, there's a lot going on, so read that page in your bulletin that explains it all in the readings and prayers insert. Halloween Carnival is coming up this Saturday, October 22nd, from 5:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. here at St. John's in the Fellowship Hall. There'll be 20-plus booths of games and activities for all ages, 3 to 93, and also prizes and refreshments. Wear your Halloween costume, or come as you are. You know, and I typed the bulletin. I wanted to say, because that might be scarier than the costume, if you came as you are. I threatened. I've had at least 4 women in the congregation want to dress me. I'm like, I'm the Ken doll or something for Halloween. They said, we're going to order you a costume offline on the internet. I said, no, don't waste your money. I said, I'm scary enough as I am, just the way I am. I am going to be in costume. I figured one out, if you're curious. Come and see what I look like. It may not be worn long, so come at 5:30, because by 5:35, it may be off. But I'm going to be in costume. I'm going to, you know, play by the rules. Wear your Halloween costumes, or come as you are, and come join in the fun. Are there any other announcements that you have, or corrections to the ones that are in the bulletin? Oh, that's next. Oh, yeah. How did you get left out? Laverne Putnam's birthday is tomorrow. How did we not have that? Thank you. People were pointing at you, and I thought, why? Are you okay? She's sitting upright. Yeah, how did you get left off the list? I need to check it again. Laverne Putnam's birthday's tomorrow. Tackle her in the fellowship hall. I wish her a happy birthday. Okay? Thank you for letting me know that behind her. That's what you get for sitting in the front row. Everybody's pointing at you. They all know it's your birthday. Yeah. And she had a surprise this week. I won't say what it is. She had a surprise this week, and I'll let her to share that with you at coffee hour. Unbelievable. It was like the second coming, but she'll tell you what it is. If there are no other announcements, I won't gas on, Arnie, I promise. We like it when you don't do announcements, Pastor. Yeah. I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn number 465. Some of you haven't memorized, As the Grains of Wheat. We sing it now as our offertory hymn, and in preparation for Holy Communion. Hymn 465.
Thank you.
food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts toward those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care, your grace, and your love. And prepare us now for the feast of which is the bread of life, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. I invite you to rise with a great thanksgiving. I'm found on page 144, the front of it. The Lord be with you.
Body of Christ given for you. body of Christ is healed. The 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 body of Christ. The body of Christ is healed. 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 Body of Christ. Body of Christ.
Please rise for the blessing, the post-communion canticle, hymn number 208, and the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Thank you.
empower this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith and trust toward you and fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God be with you till we meet again. Hymn 536.